President Joe Biden turned his focus to prescription drug prices to rally support for Build Back Better, saying the near $2 trillion social spending plan will lower drug costs in the U.S. Speaking from the White House, Biden says in the U.S., people pay 2 to 3 times more than what other nations pay for the same drug, and it's time for change.
We pay the highest prescription drug prices of any developed nation in the world. That may surprise you. It may surprise you as we pay about 2 to 3 times what other countries pay for the same drug. You know, even if you think this doesn't affect you, it does. Everyone has less money in their pockets because high drug costs make health insurance more expensive for everyone. There aren't a lot of things that almost every American can agree on. But I think it's safe to say that all of us, whatever our background, our age, where we live, we can agree the prescription drugs are outrageously expensive in this country. Doesn't need to be that way.
The president also hailed medical breakthroughs pharmaceutical companies have made in saving lives, including developing the coronavirus vaccines. But he also cited stories of people who have had to ration life-saving medication because it was too expensive, like insulin medication for diabetes, which can be as high as $1,000 a month. 1 in 10 people in the U.S. have diabetes. In some cases, people have ended up in a coma or dead trying to ration their insulin. Biden shared the story of a woman he met with earlier in the day at the White House who went into a coma trying to ration insulin.
Remember, all of this stress, hardship, suffering, and sacrifice is due to a drug that costs just a few bucks to make. One study found that Americans pay 10 times as much as other countries for insulin. These price increases are about companies looking to maximize profits and nobody standing up for the patients. Nobody with the power to do something about it. It's enough. Enough. Nobody has held the manufacturers accountable until now.
Biden says Build Back Better would limit copays for insulin to $35 a month. It would also cap what Medicare recipients pay out of pocket for prescription drugs at $2,000 annually, and it would require drug makers to pay rebates to Medicare if they raise prices faster than inflation. Biden says it would be a steep excise tax. The bill also empowers Medicare to negotiate drug prices, starting gradually. Biden says his plan would be fair for patients as well as drug companies.
The only thing Medicare is not allowed to negotiate, they can negotiate the cost of doctor's visits, hospitalization, all the rest. The one thing they can't, as a matter of law, they're not allowed to negotiate the price for prescription drugs. My plan gets rid of that prohibition. What I'm proposing is that we negotiate a fair price, one that reflects the cost of research and development and need for significant profit. But that is still affordable to consumers. Right now, drug companies will set the price at whatever market will bear. We're closer than ever to passing my Build Back Better bill and providing people suffering from diabetes and so many other diseases the medicines they need and the dignity they deserve to be able to afford them.
A recent analysis of Build Back Better from the nonpartisan Kaiser Family Foundation finds Medicare negotiations would put a downward pressure on health insurance premiums and out-of-pocket costs for seniors and out-of-pocket costs for those who are privately insured. But even if Medicare did negotiate prices for prescription drugs, it won't begin to deliver lower costs until 2025. And then only for a selected set of 10 medicines, as well as insulin products. Drugs subject to negotiations would build with time, reaching 100 drugs in 6 years and continuing to grow by 20 per year. Core provisions of the Medicare reforms in Build Back Better were also supported by then-President Donald Trump, but failed to advance. Those include the cap on out-of-pocket costs for seniors and penalties on drug companies that raise prices faster than inflation. Though that's unlikely to garner Republican support for Biden's larger Build Back Better plan, which also boosts funding for climate change provisions, child care, and paid family leave. Build Back Better passed the House and is now pending in the Senate, where it will need the vote of every Democrat to pass. That's still in the negotiations. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.